Bougie Show. Tell them it's the Bougie Show. The Bougie Show. Yeah, 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 yeah. Turn up, turn up.
We're going live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Bougie Show. I am Zay the DJ, and I got a German specialty in front of me. What do I mean? Are you really going to put those things right in front of me like that, and I got to be looking at your face and try to keep eye contact with you through this whole interview? The one and only Bondi Bombshell is in the building. Let's get right to it, goddammit. Oh, thank you for joining the show. I know we were supposed to make this happen the last event, but you had to go to California.
Thank you for inviting.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you for joining us. Blondie Bombshell is joining us on the Bougie Show. Wow. Life is too short. Is that what your tattoo says on your arm?
Yes.
Okay. It is too short.
Of course.
Now, you're from Germany.
Right.
How long have you been in America?
I was several times here in America, but now for the industry, I'm around 8 months here.
Mm.
Florida and LA, yeah.
How did you learn English?
Traveling.
Okay.
I was very bad in the school, so sometimes my English is not the baddest, not the best. So the best one to speak with me is a little bit school English, so I understand very good then. But so I forget this in English, but it's okay. Yeah.
How did you?
I'm learning by doing. So now
okay.
I got it.
Okay.
Yeah. And learning by doing.
Yeah. how did you get into adult films?
In Germany, I was a big face from webcam site.
Okay.
It's one of the famous webcam sites in Europe.
Uh-huh.
And I did some films for my website or for this website. And it was in my mind, I want to be a porn star, but I don't know how I get in the industry. Because in Europe, it's very cheap. You start with 200 euro or something like that. And I thought, oh my God, I don't want to work in Europe to start in the porn industry. And yes, I started to write some big companies in America, but it was 2-3 years ago. I thought, okay, I write Vivid or I don't know, another big companies, but I never get an answer from them. So this year I come to Miami and I want to see Miami. And I had a date. Like a Tinder date, something like that. So, And the guy told me, yeah, he's a professional Pornhub creator. I said, okay, cool. And he explained me, yeah, he shoot content every week. And I asked him, where you get the girls all the time? And he told me, he have an agent. So, okay, agent. And then he introduced me my agent now. So he have
Brian.
Yeah, right. Okay. So it was very funny. So now I'm in the industry. So it was cool.
So 8 months.
Yes. And I'm 7 years a professional dominatrix, so I'm not new in this sex business. So, yes, I'm very open-minded, so, and I'm not shy. So.
Well, clearly you're not shy.
Yeah.
all right. There's so many ways to start this. You came over here. You did your first shoot. You did shoots in Germany, correct?
For a webcam site.
Okay. So. Were you having sex on those webcams?
Yes.
Okay. But not actual production shoots.
It's like cam soda in Germany, but I never did cam. I hate camming. So I create only my own videos and my team sell the videos. And that's it. So, and porn first time for big companies in America.
Okay. So when you came to America, your first shoot was with who?
Bang Bros.
Okay. And who was the talent?
Jay Banger.
Yeah, heard his name.
Yes, he loves me so much because every time when I shoot him, when I shoot with him, I have to dominate him.
You have to dominate him?
Yes.
Mm.
It's so fun for me.
Is he the one with the dreadlocks?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So, that was your first scene with him. Was that your first black penis?
No.
It is time to stop the fuckery.
You don't know your first? You don't know your first?
Yeah, in the porn, yes. Mm. But, No. I was a girlfriend from a famous soccer player in Germany. Yeah. Mm. He was black, too.
He was black?
Yeah.
Black German?
No, he comes from Cameroon.
Okay.
So, he was a football or a soccer gamer for the national team from Cameroon. And play in the national team in Germany too.
How did you meet him?
He lives in my city.
Okay.
Yeah.
You met him at a club, a bar?
A bar. But it's 8 years ago or something. Mm. Yeah.
So you did your first scene here, and you knew you weren't nervous or anything. You knew what you were doing. Okay. And then you started rolling. How many shoots have you done this year?
Many.
Many?
Yes.
Have they all come out yet or no?
Many, yeah, almost. So now from LA, I'm waiting to come out the scenes. So, but almost the scenes from Florida came out. Yeah.
All right, do you go to California a lot?
No, only one time for 10 days. I was fully booked every day. Mm-hmm. So, and yeah.
How was that?
Yeah, so and so.
You don't like California?
I don't like the city because the city is very dirty. The streets are very broke. So yeah, Los Angeles, right? And yeah, I didn't see so much. I saw only the Hollywood Boulevard, because on the TV when you see the Hollywood Boulevard, it looks so glamorous and wow. Yeah.
But when you
and you come there, it's, oh my god.
That's what we do. The interviews over there is by the Hollywood. Yeah, it's different.
Right. Yeah, so, different. But on set was very cool. In LA to shoot is a little bit different than here, because they do almost in LA Gonzo scenes.
They do a lot of Gonzo in California?
Yes.
And here is...
For people that don't know what is Gonzo, they're fuck and fuck, fuck, fuck without break. So, yeah. And it's pretty cool because you don't have to stop and this position. And they're a little bit more easier and the shoots are a little bit more shorter than here. Here it's in Florida, it's long, long story and like this and yeah.
So you prefer Gonzo?
This is nice. Yeah, yeah, I like both. I like Gonzo. I like with a story and everything. But in LA, it's a little bit different to shoot.
I was checking out your Twitter and I noticed that you don't tweet out anything just work related. Mm-hmm. Why is that? Because like you've been here hanging out with us and you say random things, but on your Twitter, you don't tweet random things.
What do you mean?
Like you would just say wild shit out of your mouth while you're sitting here. Or hanging out, but on your Twitter, it's only work. You don't put like, oh, I feel like sucking dick today or some shit.
I know. You know? I know some girls that post all the time some text on the Twitter. Mm-hmm. But when I tweet something on Twitter, I want to extend it with my work. Okay. For my OnlyFans or my new shoot or something or my new look or something. And I don't retweet people where I'm not on the photo or on the video. So it's only my side. I want to represent only me on the side. And yes.
How is it like living in the model house with the other talents?
It's nice. Yeah, it's sometimes a little bit different because it's different cultures and many young girls. And I'm a little bit older. I'm 31. And yeah, when I was in the age like the beginning of 20s, it was very different because I grew up from my parents. I do my own laundry. I clean up my own stuff. I know how to cook. I know how to use the washer and everything. But the news from the girls from today, they're, I don't know.
Millennials.
So, and 15 times the Uber Eats coming at the day.
It's time to stop the fuckery.
And I'm German. It's a little bit different. The culture is a little bit different. So,
yeah, that's the world. No, I think that's just the world we're headed. You know, because I grew up in the era. Everything is Uber Eats. Like I still believe in going to the grocery store and picking my meat and seeing what I'm getting. But they, yeah.
So
it's just Uber Eats all day long.
Yeah, and mostly girl things. When the maids are coming, they clean everything. But I don't know. So I have to clean every second day. And yeah, it's a little bit different.
Are you home most of the time or you hang out?
Yeah, I'm almost in the house because at the moment I have no car. Yeah. I don't know.
Do you hear...
I'm all the time with my dogs. I have my two dogs with me. I'm hanging around almost with my dogs, going outside with my dogs. It's good.
How do you sleep? What hours of the day do you sleep? You sleep at night, regular, or do you break up your sleep?
No. I'm going into bed around 11, 12, so, and I woke up around 9. My dogs wake me up for going outside.
You ever hear anything at nighttime?
Huh? What?
You hear any noises at nighttime?
No, it's nice. It's very quiet.
Yeah, quiet. What about from the other rooms?
No.
No? There's no activities going on in the other rooms? No OnlyFans stuff? No nothing?
In the night.
Everybody goes to sleep?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So you've never heard nothing?
Sometimes there are some content shoots in the house, but it's okay. It's live. That's so, okay. But in the night, it's quiet.
Okay.
Yeah, we have house rules.
Oh, you have house rules?
Yeah.
You can't bring people over to the house, though.
We have to ask first our agent. So, yeah. Because we live in a private community and the gate have to call every time the owner from the house and
Okay. But usually if you want to, you don't have people coming over there, you go see them, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let's start talking porn now.
Thank you.
What are some of the things that people do to make your no checklist?
Can you tell me this again?
What are some things that people do that you don't like to make you not want to work with them?
Okay. For example, a male talent. I don't like something what you don't do on me. You mean this, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I don't like when somebody is spitting on me. Mm. I don't do anal. I prefer more before the shoot. I have to speak with the talent what I like, what I don't like. And almost the guys respect that. And one time I have a thing with a guy and he didn't hear me at the beginning. And he slapped my ass and everything. And I had a surgery and it was so painful. Ooh. And during the shoot, I want to scream. But I was professional. I was like, okay, no, I don't scream now. But his motherfucker slapped my fucking ass now. So I like respectful stuff. So
you never worked with that guy again after he slapped your booty?
No, only one time. But he's not a really well-known talent here. Okay. So
what's on your no checklist?
On my no checklist.
Yeah, you're not doing anal. What else aren't you doing? No spitting.
I never lick assholes.
No lick, no booty.
Blah.
Not even women.
No.
I don't blame you.
No. The thing is, I'm very dominant, so I don't like this stuff to licking ass or I don't know. I don't like that. So
you like your ass? You like your booty licked?
Yeah, this is fine.
It's fine for you to get.
This is fine.
It is time to stop the fuckery.
Yeah. So
you like your booty lick? You like your vagina lick? You like all that?
It's okay. I can lick my asshole. I prefer that more.
You like your asshole?
Yeah.
Lick? Could you be with a man that don't lick your booty?
I like only when the guy is licking my pussy, my asshole, or my nipples. That's it. Because when he's licking all my body, I don't like that. Okay. It's disgusting.
Okay.
So I'm a little bit more professional on set. So
what about do you have sex off camera when you're not working?
No.
Okay. Do you masturbate?
Sometimes.
Yeah. You have certain toys you like?
Yes, I have a golden vibrator.
Golden?
Yes.
Why does it have to be golden? Or you just?
It was a present.
Oh, okay. So, who gave you that?
A guy.
So guy said, "Here, I want to give you a vibrator."
Yeah, it was in Germany. Yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm. He was a sex addicted guy. So yeah.
You had sex with him?
Yeah, he was a sex addicted guy, and he gave me this, and yeah, so.
We call it sexaholic in America.
Yes, it was a client because I told you I'm 7 years a professional dominatrix, mm-hmm. and I have a whole studio, everything.
So you like dominate? So you do dominatrix? You do humiliations?
What
humiliations? Like small penis humiliations or?
I do everything. I punch them. I fuck them in the ass. I fix them on the cross on the wall. We say Andreas cross.
Yeah, Andreas Cross. Gotcha.
I gave them lingerie to wear them. So
they
I
wear women's
them.
Clothes?
Huh?
They wear women's
yes.
clothes? Okay.
Or the tutu. I have some tutus.
What's the tutu?
In my studio. Yeah, tutu, like the ballerina.
Okay.
So I have many masks. I have a bunch of big strap-on dildos.
And you put it in their butt?
Yes. I have one dildo. It was first my door stopper.
It is time to stop the fuckery.
I have one big dildo. So it's like this size.
Okay.
So.
Oh, nice nails. Go ahead.
Yeah, so. And like this. And it was first my door stopper.
Okay.
So.
Your door stopper.
First. Yeah. And it's, I think, 3 kilo. It's very heavy, this thing. And yeah, I have some guys, they want to put that in
their
ass.
In their ass. And these are gay men?
No.
Bisexual.
They are mostly bosses from companies,
okay.
or have people under to work for him, or I don't know.
They
have big positions all the time.
They're married.
Yes.
So
most of the clients are every time married or have a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they pay you to do these things to them,
right?
What else? So you step on their nut? You said you step on their penis and stuff like that?
Everything. Oh, I had one client. He brought me his own table. It was a plastic table with a hole inside. And he lay under the table and he put his dick and his balls in the little hole.
Okay.
And it was done like hot balls.
Uh-huh.
And I have to stand up on the table and I have to trembling and everything.
Dribble?
Yes. with my high heels.
With high heels?
I have a bunch of videos on my phone I can show you later.
Yeah. I usually would say no, but I just I have to tell you.
Yes. One time I had a client. He was a neo-Nazi.
Okay.
And a hooligan in one time.
In a hooligan, you said?
He was a hooligan and a neo-Nazi.
In a neo-Nazi. Okay.
He was around end of 40, and at the beginning of the appointment, he drink a little bit and tell how cool he was career as a neo-Nazi and a hooligan.
Uh-huh.
And then he is on his level. And then he want that I fuck him with a big black dildo in his ass.
It is time to stop the fuckery.
Right.
Well, he couldn't have been that racist if he wanted a black dildo
this
in his ass, right?
This is crazy, yeah.
Okay. You're still doing domination now? Okay.
Yeah.
So they book you and they like get a hotel room or a suite and you come over there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they don't want sex to have sex with you. They just want you to dominate.
Sometimes when they do a nice thing, they're, I don't know, in English. I give them for a thank you. They can lick my ass or my nipple or something.
Okay.
They're happy with it.
Okay.
Or I piss in the face or something. Yeah. They like that.
They like that. Okay.
They're thankful then when they receive something nice from me.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Blondie Bombshell joining us on the Boozy Show. What is your Amazon wish list all about?
I added the last time a fuck machine on my Amazon list.
Okay, what's a fuck machine?
It's a, I don't know, it's a little metal thing.
Uh-huh.
And you can put dildos on it.
Okay.
And it's a controller. Uh-huh. And then you spread your legs and it's fuck you. Fuck your pussy or your butt or I don't know. So
okay.
It's a fuck machine.
And you asked for that?
Yeah, but nobody bought it for me. I don't know. Yeah.
Have you used a fuck machine before?
No, never.
Okay. Okay. So what made you want it on your wish list? You saw it and you said, hey.
Because for my OnlyFans, maybe.
Okay. Okay.
Or maybe.
What do they ask you to do on OnlyFans that you don't do? That you won't do?
I don't do anal.
Okay.
This is the thing.
That's it. Have you done anal on your personal life?
Yeah, 7 years ago with my ex-boyfriend.
And you didn't like it?
No.
How many times did you try?
I don't know, 2 times, 3 times in my life. I don't know. It's disgusting. I know many guys like that, but you feel you have to shit, so it's not a good feeling, so. Yeah.
I don't see you like having a boyfriend.
Mm-mm.
Are you a good girlfriend?
Yes. But it's
you
very
seem like a lot to handle.
Yeah, because I saw so many things in the 7 years, and it's very hard to find a guy who accept that you're doing porno,
uh-huh.
who accept that you are a professional dominatrix,
uh-huh.
and who accept that you travel everywhere. So it's very hard to find.
You're making a lot of money off of that. I'm sure you charge them a lot of money to come and do dominatrix, right? Based on the rate, especially what you're dealing with highly.
I can do a lot of money when I want, but at the moment I'm fine.
Okay.
Yeah, and I need a guy, he make more money than me. This is the thing, because I can't do my job for my life or forever. And I don't know, it's a thing, because when you want to go to a nice holiday or vacation and the guy have to work because he's not independent, he have to work in her company and he have only 3 times holiday in the year.
Right.
This is stupid.
Yeah. We can applaud that. We drop a bomb there. So you're one of those people that believe you couldn't date a regular 9-to-5 guy because you guys can't do things together.
Right.
He's not going to understand your lifestyle.
Right. This is the issue, yeah. So we have different interests, so this is the thing.
Mm.
And I'm not a normal housewife, so sitting all the time at home and, yeah.
When is the last time you've been on a date?
I don't know. A long time ago.
You don't date?
Yeah.
And who paid for your surgeries?
Myself.
Oh, okay. Are you going to do anything else?
The moment, not.
Okay. You have tattoos anywhere else on your body that I can't see?
Yes.
Where?
On my butt.
Okay. What do you have on your booty?
I have on my left butt
cheek.
Okay. A big skull. This was my last tattoo.
Okay.
I like this.
Why a skull?
with on the top with Pride on it.
Okay.
And this is the best work. It was from a famous German tattoo artist.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I have many here. Many tattoos.
You have
here tattoos and on my butt and on my left leg. So
you have men. You have any men name tattooed on your body?
Never.
Okay. All right. Just confirming.
Nope.
And that crown, that's squid from SpongeBob?
Huh?
What's that between your breasts?
So before I did my
boobs. Oh, it's eagles. Okay.
Yeah,
that's an older tattoo.
Wings.
Okay.
Rihanna started with this tattoo with the wings and with the Egyptian something.
Uh-huh.
So inside. So, and I have my crown. And it's, yeah.
What does that say?
It's proud.
Uh-huh.
What is it? I have to translate it. One moment.
That's okay.
In German, it's Stolz und Ehre. So it called, one moment.
No problem. Blondie Bombshell joining us. She's about to translate.
Proud and honor.
Okay, proud and honor. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Okay. that was a lot just for me to just process it. My.
Yeah.
you have piercings too or no?
I had a belly piercing when I took it out. I have one dermal anchor. It's a small one. Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you stay in such shape?
I had some surgeries, so, and I'm a non-smoker. I don't
You don't
take
drink? You no. drink?
I'm a social drinker, okay. So, but maybe 2-3 drinks.
You don't smoke weed?
No, I'm a non-smoker. I don't smoke cigarettes. I don't drink coffee. Yeah.
Damn. So, what do you do to have fun besides stepping on people's nuts and penises?
Yeah, because I'm all the time very busy. And I forget sometimes to having fun because I'm all into my social media and where I go the next time, where I have the next my shoots, maybe in which country I'm going. So when I want to have fun in the model villa, it's not all the time possible because the mostly girls are young. They have no driver license or don't want to go outside or I don't know. And it's very hard. So, and I have not this kind of party friends. Yeah.
Okay.
So you're stuck then.
Have you been recognized out here?
Huh?
Like, do people know, like, see you and like, hey, you're adult film star? Do they recognize you and know you? Not yet?
It's funny. Yeah, I met some people in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
But not too many people, but I was some people. And it was very weird because I had
What did they
crazy.
Say to you?
I saw you on the internet and I saw you on the film. So.
They don't say I like your work? They just say I saw you?
Yeah. Yeah. I have some in Germany. It's funny because in Germany, in my city, many people know me because when you shoot in America for Bang Bros, for Brothers, you are the queen. So for the German or European people, is this the top of the top? And yeah, it's crazy for them because they think you are a superstar now, but it's not. But for the German, yes. So, but it's cool.
You're hairy.
Huh?
You're hairy.
Hairy?
Yeah, when a woman has a lot of hair. Well, not hairy because you got the tattoo, but...
I shave my skin.
Yeah. Are you hairy? Naturally hairy,
on
like you
pussy?
Have to shave?
I know.
Well, because usually when a woman's hairy on the forearm, she has a hairy vagina.
I know. No, okay. No. I shave all the time my arms because it looks better from my tattoos.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
I'm not
Me
really
too.
Hairy. I'm blonde. You don't see it, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. No, that's cool. Speaking of vaginas, vagina maintenance. At some point, do females figure it out? Or is it a constant challenge, like your vagina, taking care of your vagina?
Of course.
It's always a challenge or you figured out how to do it?
No, you have to figure it out because when you shoot at the beginning with different guys,
uh-huh.
you get sickness very fast. Mm-hmm. So you get yeast infection, vaginosis or something
uh-huh.
because you shoot without condom. So, and the guy touched the table, he touched the sofa, he touched his hairs and then he touched your pussy.
Right.
Of course, there's bacteria and dirt. Mm-hmm. And when your pussy don't know that, so it's getting very fast sick. So this is the thing. And my vagina is very sensitive, and I'm a very clean as fuck person on set. I tell every talent, please wash your hands again, and please do this. Please wash your dick again. And I hear from some male talents that most of the girls don't do that and don't ask after that. So
they probably would like to ask, but they don't ask because they don't want people to feel.
I know. I got in trouble. I got in trouble with one talent, and he told me I treat him like a suitor. So
like a student?
Suitor.
Oh.
So,
wait, a suitor? A suitor?
A suitor.
What the hell is that?
He booked prostitutes. A suitor, a client.
Oh, okay. Okay, got you, got
you. Yeah, so as I know, because when you smoke your joint or cigarette and you want to lick my pussy after that, it's not working. Why you don't use your mouthwash and wash your hands
absolutely.
Again? So, and when we have a break, of course, you wash your fucking dick again,
yes.
you wash your hands, and you use a mouthwash.
I agree with you. We can applaud that.
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
You have to stand your ground. This is my body that you're touching and you're
right,
using.
And I'm the person I can't shoot 5 days because I have to take medication then. And my pussy is sick then and not your fucking dick. So, yeah.
Speaking of your vagina, I saw that you worked with Isaiah Maxwell. Was that your first BBC?
No.
Oh, who was your first BBC? Jay.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you like big penis? Could you come home to big penis every day?
Mm-mm.
No. Your vagina is sensitive, right?
Yeah, the thing is, from a woman, the regular vagina is 20 centimeter long. I don't know in inches, 20
yeah.
centimeter is like this.
Yeah.
So this is the regular vagina entry.
That's the father's, yeah.
Yeah, so, and oh, when wow. you, yeah, and when you take a longer dick, of course it
you
hurts.
Stretch, yeah.
Yeah, some girls that can take big dicks every day, so, and some girls don't take a BBC rate, for example.
Right.
But some girls, they have pain. They can't walk or something like this. But for the new girls, it's very stupid because they don't know how to act on set or they're shy to say, please don't do this position and do this position. They do it. And after that, they have pain or problems. And I speak with some girls and say, hey, you can tell the talent how he can fuck you that
yeah.
you feel better. You don't have to fuck like he want. You can tell him how you want that he fuck you
right.
and that you feel better. So.
Would you work with Brickzilla?
I met him one time with my friend. I only suck 5 minutes of dick, that's it.
You sucked his dick for 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. This was for work or for fun?
Yeah, from my friend, Ebony Mystique. She,
Ebony Mystique. Oh,
yeah.
yes. We're going to get into Ebony Mystique. Okay.
Right. She had a content shoot with him
okay.
and I was there too. And
oh,
I was the intro girl.
Okay.
So she asked me to shoot, but I said no. Not no. Not no. I'm not ready.
Not never?
I'm not ready now.
You're not taking that?
Yeah.
That's too much.
Right.
When you looked at it, what did you first think when you first saw it?
I thought it's a big sausage.
Big sausage, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Ebony Mystique. How did you meet Ebony Mystique?
I met her on Exotica in Miami.
Mm.
And I know her from social media.
The
and
recent
I,
Exotica Miami.
In Miami.
Oh, you just met her?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I walked to her, I said, hi, I'm Blondie Bombshell, I like you. And then we say, oh, really cool, come to me. And then we enter contact, now we are friends. And yeah.
How did you get her to, you said that you guys are going to go to Dubai and Germany first. How did you get her? You just met her. How are you getting her to fly into a whole other country with you?
Because we are in good contact. We are friends now. We're hanging out here in Miami. We hang out in LA. She invited me now to her house to Vegas. So yeah. And I told her I have to going back in December to Germany. You want to come with me? And she said yes. And the funny thing is, she got vaccinated only for me.
Mm.
She hates vaccination.
Oh.
And because in Germany, you have to come in only with
vaccination.
Your, yeah, right. So, and she told me, okay, girl, I do that only for you.
You, wow. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. You guys are very similar. The only difference is she's black. And you're white, but you
I know,
guys
we
are got, very
we
similar
we have sometimes big fights.
Yeah.
She told me now we are married because we have every second day we have a fight because discussions. Because she is a big head and I'm a big head. I want to know it better than her and she too. So yeah, but it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Shout out to Ebony Mystique. That was our first guest on the show. Do you watch your performances? Like when you performed with Isaiah Maxwell, did you go back and watch and say, let me see my facial expression when he's sticking his penis in me? Do you go back and watch?
What do you mean?
Okay, so you did a scene with Isaiah Maxwell, right?
Yeah.
Did you want to say, man, I take this big penis, I want to go watch the video to see how my face look? No?
No.
You don't? Do you watch your work?
No.
You don't watch anything? You should.
No.
Okay. Why?
I don't know. It's weird.
Okay.
I see only... my fans on Twitter, they do only these GIFs and these short clips and everything. I see that and that's it. I don't have to see the whole movie.
Yeah.
So I like to watch the movies from Brazzers because it's sometimes funny.
The acting.
Yeah, and the people scenes or something and yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
The most challenging part about maintaining your image.
What's maintaining?
The hardest thing about being Blondie Bombshell, like you have to keep up with. Is it your body, my face, my looks, my how I work?
It's my personality and my character, so.
That's the hardest thing to maintain, to keep?
Yeah, because, yeah, okay, my look, everybody see me and like or dislike the look because I'm not really natural. Mm-hmm. I have a fake booty and I'm very blonde and everything. Yeah. Sometimes it's difficult, but mostly I think it's not difficult. I don't know. I have to see what the future gives me, so, yeah.
If you could change one thing about the adult industry, what would it be?
Ha. Yeah. That that the talents are getting more clean, more cleanness on set. They don't judge you when you tell them something that you're dirty or you didn't took a shower or something.
Wow. These men have to... go ahead.
Yeah. And one another thing.
I said one thing, but you said many. Go ahead.
And when you are on the whole set,
right?
And you are on set, you are perfect. Your makeup, you did your job, or you want to do your job, but the talent have a problem. Then he didn't get hard, and then they cancel the scene. So yeah, and then they cancel the scene, and you're getting a fucking small killing rate. So yeah. And it's just very, for women, it's discrimination, I think so. Mm-hmm. Because when you suck his dick 3 fucking hours.
And he can't get hard, you only get a cancellation
and then
fee.
You get only $200 for it, a second one.
Wow.
And you are all the time 7 hours on set. And this is very bad, and it's not nice.
Every woman that I speak to, they say to me that... there's a problem with the hygiene with a lot of the male talents, and you just said it again. Why doesn't the production or the director tell the male talent, hey, you need to make sure your hygiene's okay, that you clean yourself properly, your breath doesn't smell and all that?
I don't know. Maybe the producers think this talent is cheap or he make a good job. I had this problem too, so he was disgusting, this guy. And he didn't took a shower. He was smelling from his butthole to his penis. And his hairs was full with dandruff. And at the end of the fucking day, his fucking sperm was yellow. And yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely.
It is time to stop the fuckery.
Right. And then when you are complaining after the shoot, I say, oh, I never heard this about this talent and blah and blah, 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 blah. I say, yeah, but I'm not lying.
Right.
It is disgusting as fuck. And I told you before that most girls are very shy. They don't tell nothing. They tell me maybe, okay, this was disgusting or this was rude on set. I say, hey, you have to tell them. And yeah, this is the thing. The girls have to be more open. And the young girls that are coming in the industry, they have to be more open and have to tell what's going on, how they feel.
The women in porn, I feel like women should get paid more money. Look how they have HIV scares all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a lot. It's a lot that you guys have to deal with.
Right.
And you should make more money.
Right.
Yeah, you definitely should. Blondie.
I'm sorry for telling this.
Oh, no. Everybody.
The most people don't talk about this. And I think,
because they think that, you know, it's just fun and games. No, I got it. I want to ask you a question. But before we go into what the viewers want to ask, the weirdest thing a man has done to you.
You want to... know about my dominatrix.
That's weird. They're asking you about it. That's not weird. That's curious.
I saw everything in my life in a sex scene. So
what's the weirdest thing you had a client ask you for that made you say, "Wow, it's crazy"?
Yeah, this hooligan neo-Nazi.
Okay,
shit.
Denise.
let me think about it. Yeah, in Europe they want to eat your poop.
Yeah, okay, we can stop the fuckery.
It is time to stop the fuckery.
Okay, and what's the horniest thing you've seen a man do to you?
The horniest thing.
Like, man.
That he make me come, so that he have a good tongue, so yeah.
Okay, all right. What celebrity out there would you like to motorboat their face? You know what motorboat is?
Yeah,
it's a... on your breast. who you want to motorboat?
I don't know.
Okay, all right, so you don't know.
Donald Trump.
It's time to stop the fucker.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
All right. What are your plans for next year? What are you doing? What is Blondie Bombshell doing next year?
I want to start my fucking career and want to get more famous.
Mm, okay.
Yeah, I try.
You want fame?
Yeah, okay. Of course. When I'm in fucking quarantine, I want to be famous. This is not a job for 1 year. This is a job for life.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think you're working on getting there. I think you'll get there.
I hope so.
All right. I have a question here. They want to know, let's see.
This music remembers me on GTA.
Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah.
You play video games?
I was young, yes. I played everything.
You don't play anymore?
GTA 3.
Oh.
Or Need for Speed 3 or something.
You don't play games anymore, no?
No.
Okay. How long does a porn shoot last? Like, does it take 3 hours if them doing it? And if they edit it, does it take like 10 minutes? Does it get boring? Can you ask them that?
Yes, right. Porn can be a long day to doing porn. And I don't know, it's fine. But it's not only fucking on the set. The mostly is around thing. Makeup, hairs, pictures, set, everything. And the fucking scene is maybe around 30 minutes or something. And this is fine when I cut everything. I think this was the question why I misunderstood you.
No, you answered.
Yeah, yeah. And this is fine. But almost, I think the scenes are 15 or 20 minutes, not 10 minutes.
Yeah, no, editing. He says, do you edit for like 10 minutes? Like, to edit, do you shoot for 3 hours and you edit maybe 10 minutes worth of footage? I don't know what he was saying because I think he was from another country. But
yeah.
Do you edit your own stuff, like OnlyFans?
My own stuff?
Yeah,
yeah, I have an editor. And I shoot only when I have a boy-girl, for example. I shoot only 20 minutes or maximum 25 minutes. And it's easy. So because the video is only 10, 15 minutes long, that's it.
Okay. All right. We're going to start Moment of Truth. I'm going to say things. You tell me if it's true. If it's false, you say false. And you tell me why it's not true. And if you don't want to answer, you say pass. Okay?
Okay.
All right. All women fantasize about having sex in public at some point of their life.
Up to the girl.
You never fantasize about having sex in public? You had sex in public before?
Yeah.
You don't like? You fantasize?
When you have a good partner in crime, yes, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
You call it partner in crime, huh?
Yeah.
You've had a talent, ignore your double tap.
What is double tap?
You don't know what a double tap is?
Double click out my butt?
No, double tap, like, hey, too much, too hard, too fast.
Ah, yeah. I have to, what is this when I make in the skin? I do this all the time on the balls.
Oh, you pinch?
Yeah, I pinch them. And why? When somebody's too hard, I take the balls. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is it? Has it happened recently?
Sometimes when a dick is big, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm. Okay. So that's you've had talent, ignore your double tap then.
Yeah, one time.
Okay. And you grab the balls?
Yes.
And they stop?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Say ow.
Ow.
But the most guys, I respect you at the beginning because you speak with them what you
right.
like.
Okay. Your favorite spot for the money shot is your face.
For the money shot?
You cum shot.
Yeah. No, my mouth, my tits, my butt. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you have different spots.
Because I have so pretty makeup and I don't want to have the sperm in my lashes.
You don't date men shorter than you.
No.
Okay, so that's true. You've canceled a shoot because you didn't feel like having sex that day.
No. I'm professional.
You've seen, so that's false. You've seen something in the adult industry that made you say WTF.
WTF. Oops. What's this?
What the fuck?
I want to fuck.
No, I want not. I want to fuck. You've seen something in the adult industry that made you say, "What the fuck?"
I want to fuck. Thank you. yes, sometimes.
And what was the, what? What are those? One of those things?
when the girls speaking about they can come when the guy is fucking her hard in the anal.
Uh-huh.
So, and I don't believe it. What the fuck is lying? I don't think so. I think no girl can come from fucking anal or something like that.
So girls say they come, they can have an orgasm through anal sex?
Right.
And you don't believe that's possible?
Right.
Okay. Okay. That's what makes you say what the fuck?
Yeah.
Okay. You've had sex with high heels on?
Yeah.
With your long legs in the air?
Yeah.
It's amazing. We should applaud that.
Yes.
So that's true.
Yeah.
You couldn't be with somebody that doesn't lick vagina.
In porn or in private?
In private.
No, then it was the last date. So.
That's the last date?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the thing is, whenever I date, I don't fuck. I fuck only in relationship. Mm-hmm. I have no one-night stands.
Okay. Have you ever been promiscuous and had one-night stand?
Yeah, but it's so long ago. Mm. Yeah.
What did they do to get lucky enough for you to give them a one-night stand?
I never do one-night stands.
When you did do the one-night stand...
I'm professional. I'm only in a relationship or somebody booked me. That's it.
Okay.
So you're, I never cheat on my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. When I have a boyfriend, I'm...
That's it.
Yeah. So...
You're only nasty on camera.
Yes, I'm only nasty.
Okay. All right, Blondie Bombshell is joining us on the Boozy Show. Can you please let everybody know your social media?
Yeah.
Twitter and all that.
Yeah, so my Linktree is blondiebomb.com.
Uh-huh.
My Twitter is blondiebomb XXX. My Instagram is blondiebomb with one X. Yes, you find everything on blondiebomb.com. That's my OnlyFans, my Twitter, and my Instagram.
Before we go, who do you want to work with in the industry that you haven't gotten to work with yet?
With my favorite girl, Courtney Taylor.
Okay.
Then I want to shoot with, I forgot his name, John, something with John. He make, no, only OnlyFans, John. He's very big in porn. He have a bald, a white guy bald.
Johnny Sins.
Yeah, Johnny Sins.
Okay, okay.
And, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
before we get out of here, who gave you that Brazzers chain?
Brazzers.
Brazzers gave it to you?
Yeah.
Okay. It's cool.
Thank you.
You got anything you want to say before we get out of here?
Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, well,
and I hope everybody understands me because sometimes my English is very...
You actually were, well, because okay. I've interviewed Marika Hase and oh my God, it was hard. It was hard.
Okay.
Shout out to her, no offense, but you're fine.
Yes.
Everybody understood what you said, loud and clear, especially stepping on objects.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Blondie Bombshell is joining us on The Boozy Show. Thank you so much for joining us and I wish you the best in your future endeavors.
Thank you. You
okay,
too.
All right, have a great one.
It's The Boozy Show with Zeta DJ. Zeta DJ.